Facebook Radio Theater, Odd, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Two-Face is my prisoner, Faraday. I'm taking him in for murder.
The devil you are, Batman. He's mine. I'm arresting Two-Face for treason.
A really fascinating argument, gentlemen.
Two-Face pushes a button underneath his desk. A wall, an opening in the wall behind him is opened. And the chair Two-Face is sitting in speeds into this hole in the wall. He's totally saying this wrong.
A really fascinating argument, gentlemen. But you'll have to forgive me if I don't want to wait around for the outcome.
That secret door hidden in the wall behind him. Two-Face, he's getting away.
Not if I can help it.
But even as the desperate lawmen leap forward.
Blast it. The passageway is gone.
And so is Two-Face.
The workmanship is flawless. I'm feeling around. I can't find a seam.
But the door, it has to be here someplace. We just saw it open.
Faraday. Listen up. Listen.
That faint whirling sound. Blazes. Something's happening to this whole damn room.
Wait, Faraday. That door. I entered through. It's disappeared.
Yeah, well, so did one. So has mine. We're trapped in here.
And in the next incredible second.
Hey! Glass rods springing from the wall!
At their tips, they're glowing red!
Hit the deck, Faraday!
Those are heat-sinking lasers!
They can cut us in half!
Don't worry about me, you masked man!
Faraday takes a mirror off the wall.
I've been trained to take care of myself. So you just look after your own butt, and I'll look after mine. The lasers are merely beams of highly intensified light, so this mirror makes a perfect shield, reflecting the beams away from me.
Yeah, that's fine, Faraday, for now. But once the heat from those lasers raises that mirror's temperature to a melting point, they'll punch through that glass like an ice pick through paper.
Care to suggest an alternative, you genius?
Well, since those lasers are heat-seeking, we'll have to provide them with a greater heat source to seek than ours. And this little item from my utility belt should serve that purpose perfectly.
Batman throws a capsule on the other side of the room.
What the devil was that?
A capsule of white phosphorus, which bursts into flames upon contact with air. And now all we have to do is wait.
And even as the Batman speaks, the laser beams pivot away, concentrating their deadly power on the miniature inferno. has created. And while Batman and King Faraday concentrate on their escape,
I still can't find a trace of that hidden door. Back off, Faraday, back off!
And I'll use the explosives from my utility belt to blast us a new hole.
But before the dark night can act out, a door opens up.
Hey! Now where did those guys come from? Your little firebomb must have triggered off the alarms. Looks like we have another fight on our...
Hey, is everyone okay in here? You guys
are lucky we found you and Tom.
Yeah, they are, these people, this group of guys, they are, employees of the Riverboat Queen restaurant.
This old tub is filled with these secret little rooms. Secret little rooms from their days as a gambling boat. How'd you two get trapped in here anyway?
If we told you, my friend, you'd never believe us. Yeah, well, stop wasting our time. Two-Face may still be on board.
But after a rapid search of the smoking Riverboat Queen,
not a sign of him. We've just blown our only shot at nailing Two-Face before he can sell the binary code.
Maybe not Faraday. We may still have a chance.
I grabbed this scrap of paper from his desk. It's covered with doodles, including several that look like a crown on wheels. If that means what I think it means, we've got him.
I sincerely hope so.
We'll return with Batman number 314 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater, Odd, CKUW 95.9 FM. University of Winnipeg. Okay. Our ads. Oh, I don't want to go too fast here. Or do I? Nah, I don't know what I want anymore. All right, let's see. Clue for this. It has to do with a vehicle, but a vehicle that's very small. And the small vehicle is themed after a superhero who's rather close friends with Batman. He's a entirely different kind of man, but both men are very good friends with each other. What the hell am I talking about? Okay. All right, here we go.
Don't let Lois Lane find out you're a friend of Superman. She's so snoopy, she'll want to know where you got that neat supermobile. Don't tell her it's from Corgi. See, we want to make these cars just the right size and just the right price. So you can just stick them in your pocket and take the fun wherever you go. Neat, eh?
Corgi.
Okay. Look at these cars. You know, I've never understood why Superman needs an airplane. He can just fly himself, but there's a vehicle where... Why? I don't know. Anyway, I don't care. I'm going to get on with the show. All right. I don't know what would be the right... Sorry, I'm just figuring out my keyboard here. All right, this ad has to do with something that you would shoot. Something you'd shoot. I don't care about giving you a clue here. All right, what am I talking about?
Daisy 840, action, power, accuracy, shoots BBs and pellets.
The kids in my neighborhood really like this Daisy 840 because it's a 350 shot BB repeater and a .177 caliber pellet gun, just like Dad's gun. It has a front sight and an adjustable rear sight. And with only one pump, the kids get all the controlled power they need to beat me to the bullseye every time. The kids are right. This Daisy 840 is just right for kids. And be sure to get plenty of precision ground Daisy golden bullseye BBs and superior match grade pellets. They're the best. I'm Johnny Unitas, former NFL quarterback.
Daisy 840, action, power, accuracy, shoots, BBs, and pellets.
It's rather serious there. Okay, yeah. All right, back to our story. Okay, what's the... All right, we now return to Batman number 314. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
This old boat is filled with all these secret rooms from its days as a gambling boat. How did you guys get trapped in here anyway?
If we told you, my friend, you'd never believe us. Stop wasting time, Batman. Two-Face may still be on board this River Queen.
But after a rapid search of the smoking Riverboat Queen,
not a sight of him. We've just blown our only shot at nailing Two-Face before he can sell that binary code.
Maybe not, Faraday. Maybe we may still have a chance.
I grabbed this scrap of paper from his desk. It's covered with doodles, including several that look like a crown on wheels. If that's what I think it means, I think we've got him.
I sincerely hope so.
And back in shadowy Gotham, a much weary Lucius Fox at last calls it a day. And never more gratefully. For it has been a hard day, yeah. A good deal harder than most.
Hey, Dad!
Oh, Tiffany, my daughter! What are you doing here, sugar?
I finished at the drug clinic a little late, as usual. So I thought I'd come by and see if I could walk you home.
I appreciate that, my sweetheart, more than I can tell you. You're the first good thing that's happened to me all day.
Problems, Daddy?
You could say that, Tiff. I've made an enemy of Bruce Wayne's new girlfriend, Gregorian Falstaff, I'll bid us on some important mineral rights. And your brother Tim and I were constantly bickering at each other. Aside from that, everything's just perfect.
Oh, I wish there was something I could do to help.
But there isn't, Tim, there isn't. There are things I have to work out for myself, you know? There is a good side to all this, though.
What's that, Daddy?
Things can't possibly get any worse. Oh, but if Mr. Lucius Fox should chance to notice the icy-eyed figure stalking silently behind him, he would realize he is wrong. Things can get much, much worse. Oh, much worse. The lights of Bourbon Street back in New Orleans glow brightly tonight as the colorful Mardi Gras parade winds joyfully past its inert lace-like galleries. And while aboard one of these gaily draped floats,
I simply adore New Orleans. I can walk about here unmolested since everyone thinks my horrible face is merely just a mask.
Will you just please get down to business, Two-Face?
Oh, I feel like a fool dressed in this ridiculous costume.
Well, in that case, gentlemen, the time has come. A flip of this coin, and it will be decided. Well, what do you know? It appears I have landed on an edge. Which side will win? The clean side or the scarred side? I don't know.
Bo, you got the coin in the space between your fingers on purpose.
What is the meaning of this, Two-Face?
Obviously, gentlemen, it means I win again!
Two-Faces, he is seated on a throne. The throne blasts up into the air, flies up in the air.
No way!
Two-Face, you come back now! Come back!
Two-Face's throne, he's in the throne. And he has both the money from the United States and from the People's Republic. So lots of money, millions and millions of dollars. He's flying up into the air.
There he goes again. I knew it. I knew we should have grabbed him while we had the chance.
We couldn't be sure he had the binary code back with him then, and capturing him without it wouldn't accomplish anything.
And what have we accomplished this way?
Well, for one thing, it's now obvious Two-Face never intended to sell America's nuclear secrets. He merely used the code as bait so he could double-cross both countries. Two-Face, he's managed to steal $22 million twice. That man never ceases to amaze me. He even pulls off his escapes with style. He had his float thrown
wired to that advertisement blimp overhead. And at a prearranged signal, it simply reeled them on in. The blimps headed over the South Lake. We'll never catch them now. Shame on you, Faraday. I thought a FBI man never gave up the chase. We can still have a crack at Two-Face if my batarang can go the distance. Just hang on tight, mister. We're about to go for a real rough ride.
Batman's boomerang, a batarang rang, catches on to the advertisement of the blimp. They are gonna go for a real rough ride. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this out of University of Winnipeg. Should use better English than that. Anyway, doesn't matter. You're listening to a reading of Batman, number 314, August, the year 1979.
Park Place, Atlanta City, winning a draft.
Bally's Park Place,
Casino Draft.
We'll be right back.
Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
And what have we accomplished this way?
Well, for one thing, it's obvious Two-Face never intended to sell America's nuclear secrets. He merely used the binary code as bait so he could double-cross both countries. Two-Face has just managed to steal $22 million twice. That man never ceases to amaze me. He even pulls off his escapes with such style. He had his float thrown, wired to that advertising blimp overhead. And at a prearranged signal, it seemed it simply reeled him in.
The blimp's heading over to South Lake. We'll never reach him now.
Shame on you, Faraday. I thought an FBI man never gave up the chase. We still have a crack at Two-Face if my Batarang can go to distance.
Batman throws his boomerang.
Just hang on tight, Mr. Faraday. We're about to go for a real wild ride.
Okay, the boomerang latches onto the advertisement of the blimp.
Climb on quickly, Faraday. I don't know how long that my batarang will hold.
I'm right on your tail, masked man, and I'm gaining. In point of fact, you've been in my way since the beginning of all this, Batman.
In just a few more minutes, Faraday, you may never need to look at my face again.
Meanwhile, inside the blimp's control gondola.
I've done it! My lackey, I've stolen a fortune enough for two lifetimes.
Don't pat yourself on the back so soon there, boss. We got a couple of guys climbing along the advertising banner, man.
Oh, Batman and Faraday again! Don't those two ever quit? Quickly! Drop the banner! Drop the advertisement banner!
All right, anything you say there, boss?
Two-Face's lackey pushes a button.
At last! I'm rid of them! Oh, nothing can stop me now! Nothing can stop me now! My lackey!
Batman kicks open the side door of the blimp.
The free ride's over, Two-Face! It's time you come back down to Earth!
That may well be, Batman. But I promise, you'll be there a long time before me.
Two-Face throws one of the briefcases that has the millions of dollars in it at Batman. It hits him straight in the stomach.
Ooh. The impact made me lose my grip. I have to move fast.
Batman catches onto the side of the blimp just in time.
I'm hanging on by my fingertips. I can't. but I can't last long. Can't last long. Can't last long.
Two-Face is stomping on Batman's hands.
Goodbye, Batman. Goodbye. Give my regards to the late Mr. Faraday.
Two-Face, wait. Wait. Are you going to condemn me to death without a trial?
What are you jabbering about?
Give me a chance! Flip your lucky coin! If the scarred side comes up, you kill me! But if it comes up clean, you pull me back in!
No! You've been a thorn in my side for far too long! You have to die! You have to die!
Then go ahead! Step on my fingers! Go ahead, Two-Face! And prove that everything you've ever claimed is a lie! Everything you've ever believed in is a lie! Is a lie!
And for an instant... For an instant, the homicidal hoodlum hesitates. And then.
Oh, damn you, Batman! You win! You win! You win! You win! I'll flip my lucky coin and decide your fate. And I'll pray with all my heart it comes up scarred. Scarred side up.
Two-Face flips his coin, but as he does... Over top comes King Faraday.
Forget it, Two-Face, it's over.
Faraday, you're alive! You're alive!
Batman kept you occupied long enough for me to reach this service hatch.
You tricked me, but I'll still have my revenge.
No way, maniac. You won't live long enough to get the chance.
Snarling, the man called Two-Face whirls, and thus his fate is decided. King Faraday shoots his gun, and the bullet clangs off Two-Face's lucky coin. The coin goes outside the blimp that's high in the air.
No! My lucky coin! My two-headed coin! I can't lose it! My life is meaningless without it! Meaningless!
And without thinking, Two-Face lunges after his precious lucky coin. And in that instant, all his luck deserts him.
No!
That pitiful cry, still on his twisted lips, Two-Face plunges into the blanket of clouds that covers the South Lake. Is quickly lost from sight.
No!
King Faraday pulls in Batman from where, hanging outside the advertisement blimp.
Poor Two-Face! What a horrible way to go!
No worse than what he had planned for you, Batman. You remember that.
I will! But that won't make it any easier!
King Faraday pulls out his gun and talks to Two-Face's lackey, which is... driving the advertisement blimp.
Your boss, he's dead, Curly. Care to join him?
I'm not me, mister. I'm heading this crate down straight back to town, you know.
Then it's over, Faraday. Two-Face carried the missile defense codes with him to that bottom of the South Lake. You've done your country an admirable service. I hope this makes you happy. Makes you happy. Makes you happy. Happy, Batman. Happy. I gave up the right to be happy when I signed on for this FBI job. Comes with the territory. And sometimes, that's a territory more lonely than I can even bear. Next issue. Eerie shadows swoop and dive across the face of the cold full moon. Signaling the return of the incredible Kite Man. Be here next time for Danger on the Wing. This has been Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this out of Winnipeg, Manitoba. It's in Canada. This has been a reading of Batman number 314, August, the year 1979.
Get into you. Don't try to fight it. a hip hop, the hibbit, hibbit, hip, hip hop. We don't stop. I rock it to the bank, fell a boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to be ya. And now what you hear is not a test, cause I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try and move your feet. Because we are Sheik, C-H-I-C, and we'd like to say hello. To the black, to the white, the red, and the black, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let the rock, ha, if we don't stop, ha, back to rhythm, that'll make your body rock. And go hotel, motel, or what you gonna do today? Said I'ma get a fly girl, gonna give her some spank and drive off in it. Then hold that, everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Acting up, then you take her friend. Come on, just throw your hand high in the air. Hardy, hardy, like you just don't care. Just a rock, yo. Take a talk, yo. Just rock, yo. But listen to me, rock.
This is CKUW. Party on!